KKFT. From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
76 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Sunny skies. It is finally your Friday. Final approach to your weekend. I'm Greg Neft. Our top local stories this hour. And gaining ground on the bug fire.
It is a very large fire. We do not have the resources by ourselves.
Coming up, the latest numbers on both the bug and stallion fires. NV Energy pushed to the limit.
Some pretty difficult conditions. Many, many miles of power lines have been impacted.
Directly ahead, why getting power poles repaired may not mean the electricity is coming back on for affected areas. And we are learning more about injuries from the fire on the way where the injured were taken. KKFT Firewatch by the numbers. The bug fire sitting at more than 88,000 acres charred, 31% contained. The stallion fire is over 40,000 acres with 44% containment. And there have been, at least by their count, 9 homes destroyed. These stories and more on the KKFT News at Noon. I'm Greg Neft in the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. And now with more, we say good afternoon to Jerry.
Good afternoon, or should I say good Friday afternoon to you, Greg. It is August 14th, 2020. Six, and said this yesterday, it has been a week. And besides all the warnings yesterday, tornadoes, there was an earthquake. What's next? I guess we wait and see. And we seem to be our own worst enemy. And I'm referring to gas prices, especially in Washoe County, and energy costs. Just wait to hear what's coming. And it's because of you. I didn't vote that way. Some of you did. I'll tell you what that story's about. And a stabbing in South Lake Tahoe earlier this week. It's not confirmed, but it's circling in social media that it was done by a MS-13 member. I've got that story for you. And regarding the fires and everything, and our Keystone CPA's daily poll, news poll, which is, should the arsonists receive a prison term of 5 to 10 years, 10 to 15 years, or 15 plus years? Right now, 15 plus years is what most people are voting for right now. We got an email from, do I see the name anywhere? Well, Betty. Betty says, hello. Hopefully this will reach the Guy Benson Show. Betty, it's the actually noon news with Greg Neft and myself, Jerry Evans, but Guy Benson's coming up right after our show, but says, after finding out all three of the horrible fires north of Reno were human-caused, I opt for the longest prison sentence possible. It doesn't matter if it's carelessness or intentional. And unfortunately, and Greg, you can confirm this, two of the three fires were intentional. We mentioned the woman that set the bug fires yesterday. I'm not sure about the other two, but I'll hand it back to you at 12:09.
Well, thank you very much there, Jerry. And yes, the Stallion Fire and the Fred Fire, which merged into the Bug Fire, were indeed human caused. They have somebody in custody on the Fred Mountain Fire. We'll talk more about that first. But it's our top local story again by the numbers. The Bug Fire, more than 88,000 acres burned, 31% containment. The Stallion Fire, 40,000 acres, 44% containment. They are getting ground. I wouldn't call it the upper hand yet, but
9 structures that were destroyed in this fire. Those homes were primarily around the Red Rock Road area, and those homeowners have all been notified as of this morning. And so as part of the repopulation plan, those homeowners will get a chance to get back in there a little bit earlier.
Truckee Meadows Fire Chief Richard Edwards at a media briefing that you heard live right here at KKFT yesterday afternoon. Meanwhile,
I know it's been a long week. I know everybody's stressed. I know the anxiety's up.
And that is Washoe Sheriff Darren Balaam on why the National Guard is here. He's faced some questions.
We could not do and keep the neighborhood safe without that addition of now the 48 guards, men and women that have come. So they are there to help protect. They are MPs from the Guard. They are helping on the road closures.
And he says some neighbors, he knows it's stressful, but some neighbors could be a little bit nicer toward the guardsmen.
Please be respectful of them. We give them directions of blocking these roads, what to do, what to ask. They're checking IDs. So when you run into them, they are there helping us. We could not protect these neighborhoods without the guards' help. That's what they're there for. We requested that.
Meanwhile, the power company says it has not been any easier for them.
We are balancing multiple events at NV Energy. We still have the fire response, of course. We also had severe thunderstorms move through both the Carson Valley and the Reno-Sparks area.
NV Energy's Jesse Murray.
We've had more than 120 poles so far damaged. We're a little more than two-thirds of the way through those poles at this point and continue to make progress there. So significant rebuilding effort under some pretty difficult conditions. Many, many miles of power lines have been impacted.
But Murray says just because the poles get repaired does not mean the power is coming back on.
We're still in areas where there's an active firefight, active work going on. Our lines are very close to some of where the fire is still very active, and as such, we have to evaluate that.
The bug fire blamed for two victims injured. The Lassen County Sheriff's Office says the victims were first treated by firefighters before they were flown to the UC Davis Burn Center in Sacramento. There is a little bit of good news. Reno Stead Airport reopening to general aviation traffic as of 5 o'clock last night, even as the firefighting aircraft continue operating from that airport. International Airport remains unaffected by the fires, but that airport was impacted by yesterday's storms from fire to water. RNO says there were delays at the height of the severe thunderstorms that rolled through northern Nevada. Lots of thunder and lightning. The storms so powerful they spawned a weak tornado that briefly touched down near Patrick in Story County. It was pretty rural where the twister turned, so not much damage and no injuries reported. Still too much water in another Story County location, this one on USA Parkway near Trick at Sydney Drive. A water main break snarled traffic this morning. Crews say they're trying to get this cleaned up as quickly as possible. Well, there has been a shakeup in the ski industry. One multipass provider with two Tahoe resorts under its umbrella executing some layoffs.
Icon Pass owner Altera Mountain Company just laid off employees across Denver and its resorts, although the company didn't say exactly how many people lost their jobs. CEO Eric Resnick says slowed growth and an unaligned cost structure are to blame for the layoffs. He says the poor snow and low visitor numbers from last season did not have an impact on the decision to lay off those workers. And this all comes just around a month after the state's Office of Economic Development provided millions of dollars in incentives to keep Altera headquartered in Denver, moving from Reno to the downtown business district. Reporting in Denver, I'm Keenan Dixon.
FM News Talk Time, 12:13. Now with more, let's go back to Jerry.
Well, yesterday, Greg, as you know, flood, fire, tornado, earthquake, what's next? I think yesterday was the most amount of EAS broadcasts that I'd ever heard in 50-plus years of radio anywhere in the country. They just kept coming yesterday. And the power outages, too. There were over 14,000 without power in Douglas County alone yesterday. A 15-year-old boy was arrested for attempted murder after an unprovoked attack, and that happened Tuesday. A 42-year-old man was stabbed multiple times in the outdoor seating area of the Whole Foods Market on Lake Tahoe Boulevard in South Lake Tahoe. Details are, it was Tuesday at approximately 6:36 p.m. at the outdoor seating area of Whole Foods. A 42-year-old man from South Lake Tahoe suffered multiple stab wounds. He was transported to Barton Memorial Hospital, listed in stable condition. The suspect is a 15-year-old local male juvenile whose name is withheld due to his age. He fled on foot. Officers located and detained him within 5 minutes in the nearby Ski Run area. He was booked into the El Dorado County Juvenile Treatment Center for attempted murder and held without bail. Police report the suspect and victim did not know each other. The attack was completely unprovoked. And the South Lake Tahoe Police Department publicly thanked bystanders and witnesses at the scene who aided the victim and also provided fast, critical descriptions that led to the quick arrest. It is being circulated on social media, and it is not confirmed, however, that the juvenile was a member of the MS-13 gang. Again, unconfirmed. Just circling on social media. 775-884-9910 is the text number. If you've got a comment, a question, or anything you'd like to say to us, just do that at 775-884-9910. We have traffic and the weekend weather coming up. FM News Talk Time, 1216.
Let's get you moving. KKFT traffic on your noon news.
We're not looking too bad on the roads right now. No collisions to tell you about. There is a broken down vehicle on Pyramid Way at Axe Handle Canyon Road. And that is unfortunate because a lot of emergency vehicles pass through that area. Speaking of which, if you're driving and you see emergency vehicles coming up behind you, please do your best to get out of their way and let them get to where they need to be. This has been a bit of a problem, especially on 395 during the commute hours. It is 77 degrees in Sparks, 75 in Smith Valley, 76 in Carson City, 67 in South Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at your weather.
Could see a stray sprinkle this afternoon, but for the most part, the stormy weather is behind us and great weather is settling in. A few degrees below our seasonal average, mid to upper 80s through the weekend, around 90 next week. You've heard come see what they can do for you. Well, how about tickets to the Lyon County Fair? No lines. Purchase them today while supplies last at Wild West Chevrolet, home of the $99 diesel oil change. Guy Benson coming up at 1 on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans. When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
The Carson Nugget welcomes back celebrity comedian Erica Rhodes from America's Got Talent. Erica is currently on her nationwide comedy tour. Join her up close and personal for a VIP wine dinner on Friday, August 21st, and get a free VIP ticket to her show on Saturday, August 22nd at 6 or 8 p.m. The Grand Showroom has been named Northern Nevada's best comedy showroom. Buy tickets for the dinner or the show at ccnugget.com.
Live great and celebrate. Meeting up with good friends, making new ones, celebrating anniversaries, birthdays, job promotions, or family reunions. At Glen Eagles Restaurant, expect the best in service and food preparation, comfortable atmosphere, elegant sitting rooms, and rich wood decor. Glen Eagles special purpose rooms accommodate everything from small business meetings to bridal showers and large wedding receptions. Cozy up in rooms with fireplaces, or when the weather's nice, dine outside on 2 patios. Whether cocktails, appetizers, or a sit-down dinner, make reservations at Glen Eagles in Carson City. Open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner. More information at GlenEaglesRestaurant.com. Glen Eagles is Carson City's finest dining.
Open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner and on very special occasions. Glen Eagles sets the bar for delicious cuisine and top-of-the-line satisfaction. It's easy to see why Glen Eagles Restaurant is Carson City's finest. Live great. Come celebrate.
Attention bargain hunters and collectors. Hannon's Estate Diggins 2 at 10128 Highway 50 in Mound House will be open Friday and Saturday from 8 to 2 p.m. Tools, kitchen items, furniture, and more. It's like finding buried treasure without the shovel. Several new estates have been added to the inventory, so don't miss out. Hannon's Estate Diggins 2, open 8 to 2 Friday and Saturday at 10128 Highway 50 in Mound House.
Come on by. It's always a treasure hunt.
Now, the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news, KKFT.
the state of Nevada bails out the prisons again. I'm John Potter for the New News. Yesterday, the legislative committee that approves new spending okayed another $4.1 million to cover overtime at a Clark County prison. The shortfalls have been happening for years. Yesterday, lawmakers again asked for a solution to the overruns and the systemic accounting issues with prison payrolls. Overtime payments to the state prisons totaled $52 million this fiscal year. Last year, the budget was $45 million in the red from overtime. The corrections chief blames job vacancies, poor prison conditions, and high medical costs. He says less staff leads to more inmate violence, which leads to more visits to hospitals. As for the staffing shortages, the correctional officers union chief says he's been asking for better benefits and working conditions to attract new employees and reduce the number of resignations. Plenty of blame to go around. I'm John Potter for the New News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
80 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport as we continue right along on this Friday afternoon. I'm Greg Naft, and if you're just checking in, the three big things you need to know. Number one, the Bug Fire is sitting at more than 88,000 acres burned, 31% containment. The Stallion Fire is over 40,000 acres with 44% containment, 9 homes destroyed. Number two, 9 schools in Washoe County still closed today due to the fires. It's unclear if they'll reopen on Monday. And number three, it was quite the day. A weak tornado touching down in Patrick Story County. Damage from the twister is unlikely as it was in a rural area and there were no injuries reported. It's our top national story. Sentencing is set for December after Luigi Mangione pled guilty to federal stalking charges in the Manhattan shooting death of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
After Mangione detailed how he stalked Thompson's whereabouts with plans to shoot him, New York City and federal law enforcement officials condemning anyone who's idolizing him.
There can be no celebrity in assassination. Any person who celebrates, encourages, or excuses actions like these is fundamentally wrong.
Violence is not a cause. Murder is not a message, and a killer is certainly not a hero.
Thompson's family released a statement saying Mangione's plea marks an important step forward in justice for Brian, but nothing will ease the pain of losing him. In New York, I'm Natalie Migliori.
Meantime, a new survey is ranking the NFL teams on the optimism of their fan bases. Oh, my.
Casino.ca polled 5,000 fans of all 32 teams to find the Kansas City Chiefs supporters are the most hopeful about the team's prospects this season, despite missing the playoffs last year. The Los Angeles Rams and defending Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks tied for the second most optimistic fans. The least optimism was found among fans of the New York Jets, followed by the Cleveland Browns and Tennessee Titans. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Of course, my Pittsburgh Steelers were neither on the top nor the bottom of the list, but I'm still hoping they'll get to the Super Bowl. We'll see. 12:23 right here on the News at Noon.
Well, the Public Utilities Commission of Nevada, I'm going to refer to them as PUCIN, not in a derogatory way, but you'll see why at the end of this story. Public Utilities Commission of Nevada, PUCIN, denied an application for a PUCIN-led consumer session last week. It's an unprecedented move, advocates say, follows a pattern of cutting public input in recent months. Advocates say the denial is another example of utility regulators thwarting public comment on contentious utility issues. In June, the PUCIN delayed and rescheduled key consumer sessions after facing intense public backlash when dozens of attendees were forced to wait outside in triple-digit Las Vegas heat during utility rate hearings. The PUCIN-led consumer session, denied last week, was requested by the Bureau of Consumer Protection in order to provide public input on NV Energy's 2027 Integrated Resource Plan, a proposal outlining the utility's strategy to meet Nevada's future energy needs. Requests for those consumer sessions for major dockets with the potential to impact ratepayers are common and rarely, if ever, denied. What's driving the debate, or the lack thereof, in this case? Data centers, for one, and rates. But guess what? We have a renewable energy mandate, a state constitutional amendment, Ballot Measure 6, remember? Nevadans, myself not included, voted to require 50% renewable energy by 2030. 58% of Nevada voted for that, and that will take effect just over 3 years from now when the requirement is set in stone. They're building up to that now. When you see your bill over the next couple of years, and especially by 2030, you will be puking. The attorney general says he will appeal for a second time. A judge in Las Vegas dismissed the fake electors case. She said the state did not provide sufficient evidence to support the fraud charge. You're listening to the Noon News on 991FMTalk.com and also 92.3 KSVL, serving Lyon County. FM News Talk time is 12:26.
Now, a check on traffic on your Noon News, KKFT.
Not doing bad on the roadways right now. No collisions to tell you about. There is a broken down vehicle. It is on State Route 439, the USA Parkway at 10th Street. We seem to have something at that intersection at least once a week. I want to remind you that there is still a whole bunch of fires being fought right now, and you need to be careful of emergency vehicles. They were stressing that on the scanner yesterday. Is it time for a diesel smog? Well, stop by the corner of Midland Terminal in Reno for Pro One Automotive's no appointment needed diesel smog check. Often imitated but never duplicated, Pro One Automotive since 1986. It's 75 in Verde, I-77 in Dayton, 76 in Yerington, 66 degrees at Emerald Bay. Here's a look at your weather.
A few clouds, maybe even a sprinkle or shower, but all in all, we've got better weather on the way. After low 80s today, mid to upper 80s through the weekend, and hanging right around 90 for the upcoming week. You've heard Come See What They Can Do For You. How about tickets to the Lyon County Fair? No lines. Purchase them today while supplies last. Wild West Chevrolet, home of the $99 diesel oil change. Sundays at 10, Nevada Backcountry, 99.1 FM Talk, 92.3 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your Noon News on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Abraham Lincoln often taught with riddles. If you call a tail a leg, how many legs has a dog? Five? No, calling a tail a leg don't make it a leg. In other words, changing definitions won't change reality.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For your presidential air conditioning service and Honest Abe reality checkup, contact us today at lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Hi, I'm Mike with Florence Fence.
And I'm Ben with Florence Fence. Together, we are a family-run fence company in Northern Nevada.
If you are needing a new fence
or need your fence repaired, call Florence Fence today.
775-267-9918.
We offer automated gates.
We offer dog kennels.
Vinyl.
Wood.
Iron.
And wire fence.
We offer it all.
Call today for a free estimate.
775-267-9918.
Or visit us on the web, florencefenceinc.com.
Ready to break free from boring family routines? Don't settle for another ordinary vacation. At Spellbinding Travels, family vacations are their absolute passion. No generic packages here. Every single journey is custom built and tailored for each client. From toddler-friendly resorts to teen-approved adventures, they go further to uncover extraordinary experiences, keeping everyone excited and bringing families together. Stop waiting and start packing. Visit SpellbindingTravels.com right now and ignite your next epic family adventure.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
High school football kicks off tonight. Not a full schedule, but enough games to have some interesting contests. A couple of class matchups, 3A versus 5A, 3A versus 4A, and another. Churchill taking on Minogue tonight. Dayton at Carson, South Tahoe at North Valleys, Hug at Sparks. Couple of volleyball games this weekend. Next Tuesday, really when the volleyball season gets into full swing. Virginia City in a tournament with Mammoth and Wells. Aces lost to Tacoma 6-3 last night. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
Fox News, at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio. 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
Fox News
I'm John Saucier, the man accused in the 2024 killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson has pleaded guilty to a federal stalking charge. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch praising the work of the city's law enforcement for their work on this case and discussing the significance of this moment.
This is an important moment of accountability, and my thoughts remain first and foremost with Mr. Thompson's family and everyone who knew and loved him.
Prosecutors say they intend to seek the maximum sentence of life in prison. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis speaking about how the state's encouraging innovation with small electric aircraft. The governor says he thinks this tech can help in emergency situations.
This could be used for medical transport. It could be used for a disaster response, an emergency response. It could be used for law enforcement.
The new advanced air mobility or flying car technology is being researched in the state's SunTrax facility. America's listening to Fox News.
FM News Talk Time, it is 12:31. A very good afternoon to you. It is your Friday. Final approach to your weekend here on the KKFT News at Noon. I'm Greg Neft in the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. 77 degrees right now under sunny skies at International Airport. And if you are just checking in, we are on KKFT Firewatch still, repeating the bug fire, more than 88,000 acres, 31% containment. The Stallion fire is at 40,000 acres, 44% containment.
Nine structures that were destroyed in this fire. Those homes were primarily around the Red Rock Road area, and those homeowners have all been notified as of this morning. And so as part of the repopulation plan, those homeowners will get a chance to get back in there a little bit earlier.
And that is Truckee Meadows Fire Chief Richard Edwards, who says they're being let back in earlier so they can have a few moments alone with their belongings and what remains of their homes. Meanwhile,
I know it's been a long week. I know everybody's stressed. I know the anxiety's up.
And that's Captain Obvious. I'm sorry, Washoe Sheriff Darren Baylor. I apologize. On why the National Guard is manning roadblocks.
We could not do and keep the neighborhood safe without that addition of now the 48 guards, men and women that have come. So they are there to help protect. They are MPs from the Guard. They are helping on the road closures.
FM News Talk Time, it is 12:32.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
At a time when so many parents are worried about what their children are learning or not learning, there's a different path right here in Reno, the Church at Reno's Academy, where students receive a Bible-based education rooted in faith, discipline, patriotism, and academic excellence. It isn't the chaos of the county schools. It's structure, respect, purpose. Students are challenged with rigorous academics, supported with strong moral foundations, and something almost forgotten in modern education, taught cursive writing. Why? Because students continue to show cursive improves memory, comprehension, and cognitive development. Don't forget, America's founding documents are all written in cursive. If your child or grandchild needs an alternative to the confusion and declining standards in Washoe County, look no further than the Church at Reno Academy. Faith, freedom, academic excellence. Go to thechurchatreno.com for more information.
Your garage door doesn't have to look plain. Create one that'll have your home looking fantastic with George & Sons Garage Doors. Build and personalize your garage door, and George & Sons will make it come to life. Right now, get $250 off any new two-car garage door and $150 off any new one-car garage door. Call today, 775-324-DOOR, and check out georgeandsonsdoors.com.
Beautiful weekend weather shaping up. We'll be in the low to mid 80s to wrap up the week, mid 80s to kick off the weekend, upper 80s by Sunday, a few degrees below our seasonal average. You've heard Come See What They Can Do For You. How about tickets to the Lyon County Fair? No lines. Purchase them today. Wild West Chevrolet, home of the $99 diesel oil change. Today at 5, Mark the Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT, your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
Encouraging news on the fires. I'm John Potter for the Noon News. At the Bug Fire, containment's at 31%. The BLM says securing the southern flank by Cold Springs allowed them to reopen 395 at the state line. And the power situation's improved. Yesterday at this time, about 1,500 were without in Washoe County. At last check, just 310. 591 fire personnel at the Bug Fire, 322 at the Stallion Fire, where containment is also up at 44%. The Eagle Fire north of Topaz Ranch Estates is holding at 151 acres. The rain really helped there. The BLM says containment should hit 30% there today. And good progress at the Talbot Fire southeast of Donner Memorial State Park. Latest report says they have a hose and dozer line encircling the whole fire there. It's holding at just over 75 acres. I'm John Potter for the Noon News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
KKFT. Money, markets, and local business. Your Noon News.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are losing steam in afternoon trading as investors weigh mixed economic data and Middle East tensions. Oil prices are rising with West Texas Intermediate crude at around $82 a barrel. Tech is the worst performing sector while energy is gaining. Energy stocks are jumping along with the price of crude. Consumers' economic mood is weaker this month than in July amid the war with Iran and geopolitical uncertainty, according to preliminary results from the University of Michigan's monthly survey. Its sentiment index declining to 51. Economists were predicting a higher reading. And shares of SpaceX are falling 3%. Another chunk of its stock will be unlocked next week. It will be the second go-around since the company came to market 2 months ago. Its shares have gained around 22% in the week since the first block of shares were unlocked last Thursday. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Varsky, invested in you.
KKFT.
And 12:37 right here on the KKFT News at Noon. So glad to have you aboard here on this Friday. Final approach to your weekend time right now for today's Moment with Mike. Mike Bosma from Keystone CPAs joins us in studio at the end of a very, very long week, trying for everybody. We're all trying to get along. Mike, how are you?
Doing great.
I'm glad to hear
Happy
that.
Happy Friday.
We'll take that. I think we could all use a break. So this is interesting. I wanted to run something by you here. The Community Foundation of Northern Nevada is opening up their Northern Nevada Wildlife Relief Fund. They're taking donations. It's at nevadafund.org. We talked a little bit about this yesterday, crowdfunding. When you give to something like GoFundMe or other various charitable contribution source, there could be taxes involved. Could there not?
That's very true. You just need to know kind of what the rules are. So first off, know that if you are the recipient of a GoFundMe amount and it's reported under your name or social security number, that you're going to get a 1099-K if it's more than $600. So not much. And that's going to be basically reported as income to you by default. Here's income, you got to report it. Now, what I encourage people to do is this. If you are the unfortunate recipient of some fire damage across your property and lost your home or had problems with livestock or whatever, completely okay, you know, to use those GoFundMe channels. But if people are contributing that from this thing called a disinterested generosity, like, gosh, I feel bad about your spot, that is a gift. It's not income to you. So now you just need to reconcile how to report that on your tax return so it's not taxable.
Okay.
Without making or getting a fight with the Internal Revenue Service. So what I recommend is this. Put it as other income, okay, on the other income line on your tax return, okay, whatever the amount is on the 1099-K, $10,000, you know, GoFundMe proceeds, and then put an other income number as negative $10,000, less amount of proceeds received due to disinterested generosity. Then you don't get a matching notice from the Internal Revenue Service saying you didn't report your 10 grand. Huh. It's still not taxable.
All right. So what happens, let's just say you don't take that advice, and of course you should take that advice, but what happens if you don't? What kind of tax rate are we talking about here?
Well, the IRS, if you don't do anything proactively, is going to assume it's subject to self-employment tax.
Oh, boy.
Right. And so you're going to – that's your marginal tax rate, 22, 28% plus the 15.3% self-employment tax. So You know, then they'll throw in penalties and interest too. Then you're responding to that IRS notice. No, this is what this was. It's a mess. Trying to keep you out of the mess, Greg.
So doing some very quick math in my head, that's almost 50%. That's almost half of what you get, right?
That's why people don't like paying taxes, Greg.
Of course not. My goodness. Well, let's broaden the discussion here. Insurance proceeds. Let's say you get a check from Allstate or whoever your insurance company is. Is that taxable?
Well, of course, every good accounting answer is it depends.
Oh, boy.
So if you had a casualty loss and you reinvest that money into the casualty loss, generally, that's not taxable. Okay, so your fence burnt down, they pay for the fence, you rebuild it, you're good. What if you don't spend the whole proceeds? What if you build the fence yourself? As long as you have basis in the property, there's a provision that you reduce the basis in the property. If you don't have basis in the property, then it's taxable.
Interesting. Well, let me just further our discussion even more. Let's just say, you know what? I've had a very stressful time. This fire has been hard on me. I want to go to Hawaii. And I use some of that for a plane ticket or a hotel room. Is that taxable?
Well, it is because, you know, it depends on which pocket it comes out of. So, and I'll just give you an example. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can get, you know, let's using $10,000, you get a $10,000 insurance settlement, put it in your regular bank account. You don't have to spend that money. You can spend other money, right? Mm-hmm. To determine if it's taxable or not. So you go to Hawaii, God bless you, go do it. You know, hopefully it's not on fire, or maybe get hit with a volcano. Maybe you're the problem. But
there's trouble everywhere, it seems.
But you know, you just want to make sure that you spend all of that money or have basis. I mean, a lot of times, you know, these claims, you have basis in the property. In fact, I had somebody, you know, a couple years ago in one of the big California fires, they were reimbursed by their insurance company for a significant amount for the lost forest that was taken out with this fire. You don't replace a forest. It just rebuilds, right? Yeah. So regrows. But we were able to reduce the basis in that property. They had sufficient basis, but not everybody does. And that's why it gets a little tricky.
Indeed. A little tricky is an understatement, but that's okay. Mike Bosma from Keystone CPAs wants to help you out, especially if you've suffered loss from this fire. Free one-hour consultation, whatever your financial situation is. 775-786-4900. That's 775-786-4900. Mike, we will talk with you again on Monday.
Have a great weekend, Greg.
You too. 1242 on the news at noon.
Disinterested generosity. Like unearned income. Change the description, change the name, and then tax it. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office, DCSO, is asking the public's assistance in identifying persons of interest connected to a physical altercation. It occurred during the early morning hours of July 12th, last month, outside Lake Tahoe Ale Works in Stateline. The DCSO is not saying exactly why they're trying to locate the individual. The main person of interest is described as a white male with light-colored beard. That sounds like a lot of people, but there is a photo of the man on the Record Courier and the Carson Now websites. The sheriff's office is also seeking information on the other two males in the photo as well. If you recognize the person or persons, call the Douglas County Sheriff's Office at 775-782-9927. In the governor's race, public polling from July indicated a dead heat tie at 44%. New Republican-commissioned polling, published by the Nevada Independent, shows Governor Joe Lombardo pulling ahead of Democrat challenger Aaron Ford by margins ranging anywhere from 7 to 12 percentage points. Lombardo's Political Action Committee, Better Nevada PAC, has locked in a heavy early ad advantage, securing a $20 million advertising buy compared to just $161,000 spent by Democrat groups supporting Ford. FM News Talk time is 1244.
Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Traffic.
Looking just fine on the roads collision-wise because there simply aren't any being worked on the freeways right now. It is very heavy starting at State Route 439, USA Parkway, westbound on 80 all the way to Patrick. No real reason, it's just very heavy. I'll remind you to watch out for emergency vehicles while they're going to where they need to be. It's a bit of a problem, especially on 395 northbound during the commute hours. It is 78 degrees in Sparks, 75 in Wellington, 76 in Minden, 65 in Incline Village. Here's a look at the weather for the weekend.
Could see a stray sprinkle this afternoon, but for the most part, the stormy weather is behind us and great weather is settling in. A few degrees below our seasonal average, mid to upper 80s through the weekend, around 90 next week. You've heard Come See What They Can Do For You. Well, how about tickets to the Lyon County Fair? No lines. Purchase them today while supplies last at Wild West Chevrolet, home of the $99 diesel oil change. Guy Benson coming up at 1 on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Protect your home from the risks caused by power outages with the Generac Automatic Standby Generator. At Coleman Electric, they provide only the highest level of service with trained technicians. Since 1985, Coleman Electric has served Northern Nevada by offering Generac generators and permanent installation services performed by experts. Call Coleman Electric at 775-720-7066. That's 720-7066.
Thin nylon covers may be okay for temporary storage, but why risk it? Nevada's harsh climate can wreck your valuable boat or RV. BAM RV and Boat Storage is the smart option. Close to Tahoe and the Carson Airport, they offer 24/7 gated access, heated units, 30 amps of power, on-site water, and a dump station. With large enclosed units to fit any boat or RV, choose BAM RV and Boat Storage. 5969 Morgan Mill Road in Carson. BAMRVBoatStorage.com.
Is your commercial kitchen really ready for a health inspection? Grease, grime, and hidden buildup can put your equipment, your staff, and your reputation at risk. With Filta-Clean, you get a professional, deep steam-based kitchen cleaning that targets the mess your team doesn't have time to tackle. Our expert technicians work around your schedule to make your kitchen professionally cleaned and inspection ready. Filta-Clean, faster, greener, safer, and cleaner. Visit FiltaNV.com. That's FiltaNV.com.
Welcome to Ridezilla, Nevada's side-by-side headquarters. Visit our new showroom on South Carson Street to view the latest models all under one roof. The staff at Ridezilla are a power sports enthusiast with the knowledge and experience to match you with the right products, parts, and accessories. Our highly trained technicians provide quality repairs and installations so you can customize your ride and maximize performance. Ridezilla, Nevada's newest and largest power sports superstore. Online at RidezillaCarsonCity.com.
We're all aboard the bus to do our part to send deserving elementary kids to school with the supplies they need to succeed. Hi, Chris Russell, Nissan Carson City. For the entire month of August, we're donating a backpack with $50 worth of school supplies to a student in your name with every new vehicle purchase. Or come by with school supplies and help us stuff a road so kids can start the school year with a smile. Just like the smile you'll get with the new Rogue plug-in hybrid that gets up to 65 miles per gallon. This month, over $10,000 off sticker or 0% interest for 5 years. Get the nation's best value mid-size truck, the Frontier, at 0% interest financing or take more than $6,000 off the sticker price. Spread out in the comfort of third row seating in the Platinum Pathfinder at 0% interest or nearly $7,000 off sticker.
Must finance through AMAC OAC. Offer expires August 31st.
Home of tires and oil for life on every new vehicle. Nissan Carson City.
Back to your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
And we've got 77 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport as we continue right along here. Well, the mayor of South Lake Tahoe has been found guilty of harassment, a misdemeanor offense, this after a bench trial yesterday. He was found not guilty on a charge of trespassing. The verdict comes after South Lake Tahoe Mayor Cody Bass was arrested in September of last year for a fight with a bouncer at Ale Works in State Line. That was Nevada. Bass was originally charged with assault, trespassing, and harassment. The assault charge was later dropped. Sentencing is scheduled for September 1st. And again, remember, this is indeed a misdemeanor, so it doesn't look like he'll do any kind of hard time. Still, he is the mayor of South Lake Tahoe. Just one of those things. Talk about your nine lives. A stray cat is safe after surviving an incredible 800-mile trip from New Jersey to just outside Atlanta underneath a University of Georgia student's car.
UGA junior Jaden Sawyer discovered the cat
after noticing a paw reaching out from beneath her parked vehicle nearly 11 hours after she left New Jersey. Campus police and animal rescuers struggled to free the cat, eventually getting help from a local Tires Plus crew that carefully dismantled parts of the car. The cat, now named Jersey, is doing well and will soon be available for adoption. I'm Mark Mayfield.
I'm glad that was not a catastrophe. Well, it's a big record for Spider-Man, the brand new day. It's the fastest film ever to hit the $700 million mark at the domestic box office.
The latest film in the Marvel Universe has made more than $1 billion internationally.
Hi, my name is Peter Parker. I have something to tell you that's going to sound crazy.
And its total haul is now more than $1.7 billion since its release July 31st. It now sits as the 10th highest grossing movie of all time and is expected to keep climbing. It's helped push this year's summer box office past the $4 billion mark. I'm Scott Carr.
Theater, it seems, is back. A health expert offering advice on how to manage stress. A preventative medicine physician at the Cleveland Clinic says chronic stress can impact memory, make it harder to concentrate, and contribute to brain fog.
Chronic stress is a real concern for brain health because primarily because of cortisol, what we call the stress hormone. Cortisol over time is particularly damaging to the neurons, especially in areas of the brain related to memory and learning.
The Cleveland Clinic's Sandra Darling. FM News Talk Time, 12:51.
KKFT, your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, sports.
The preseason of most sports brings a little bit of interest in the matchups that you wouldn't see during the conference play. That's true in high school football, where 3A power Churchill takes on a 5A power in Minogue tonight. Kick off the football season, Dayton at Carson, Hug at Sparks, South Tahoe taking on North Valleys. The Aces lost to Tacoma last night, 6-3. That's the second loss of the series so far. And in volleyball, it's a tournament for Virginia City with Mammoth and Wells, but the 5A, 4A games really get into full swing next Tuesday. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the new news on FM News Talk.
In 1858, while running for Senate, Abraham Lincoln became well known for his humor and quick wit. In one particular debate, his opponent, Stephen Douglas, called Lincoln a two-faced man. Unperturbed, but with a sly smile on his face, Lincoln replied, "I'd leave it to my audience. If I had another face to wear, do you think I would wear this one?" The crowd erupted into laughter, and Lincoln won the debate. Abe's quick humor and ability to not take himself too seriously, along with his iron will and honest reputation, took him to the White House just 2 years later. This has been A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
I leave it to my audience. If excellent service is important to you, and financing options are too, if you expect only the best air conditioning for your home or office, then there's no debate about it. Lincoln wins this one too. Call 359-1985 for an Honest Abe deal or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
The Lyon County Fair and Rodeo and Silver State Youth Livestock Show will be at the Lyon County Fairgrounds in Yerington, Nevada, August 13th through the 16th. Come celebrate Stars, Stripes, and Summer Nights with 4 days of fun for the whole family. Kids Night on Thursday, August 13th, with demonstrations, games, and BMX bike races, and pig scramble. Truck and tractor pulls on Friday, August 14th. Parade, CCPRA Rodeo, and Demolition Derby on Saturday, August 15th. And come support the Silver State Livestock Auction on Sunday the 16th. along with mud volleyball and motocross barrel races. Plus, for all 4 days, enjoy the carnival, livestock show, food and shopping vendors, live music, and so much more. Visit lion-county.org for complete schedule and links to tickets. There's fun for everyone at the Lyon County Fair. Special thanks to major sponsors Wild West Chevrolet, Hud Bay Minerals, and Capital Beverage. This message is paid for by the Yerington and Lyon County Room Tax.
At Carson City Trailer, we have the solutions to keep you working or playing. Whether it's utility, equipment, dump, or horse trailers, we have what you need. Also, be sure to take advantage of our fully stocked parts department, and if you currently own a trailer, be sure to take advantage of our full service department. Carson City Trailer, 6441 Highway 50 East, 885-7444. Again, that's 885-7444.
Beautiful weekend weather shaping up. We'll be in the low to mid 80s to wrap up the week. Mid 80s to kick off the weekend, upper 80s by Sunday, a few degrees below our seasonal average. You've heard Come See What They Can Do For You. How about tickets to the Lyon County Fair? No lines. Purchase them today. Wild West Chevrolet, home of the $99 diesel oil change. Today at 5, Mark DeVan Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update, your noon news, KKFT.
12:56 right here on the KKFT News at Noon. I'm Greg Neft. And just a reminder, if there is a public safety briefing regarding the Bug Fire and the Stallion Fire, they normally hold those at 3 o'clock. We will bring that to you live right here on FM Talk 99.1. Well, takeoff was delayed for United Flight 1302 at Denver International Airport yesterday after a bullet was found on the plane. And the bullet caused quite the stir.
United Flight 1302 was originally scheduled to leave from here at DIA, headed to San Diego. But shortly after the passengers boarded, the airline confirms to us they had to ask everybody to leave the plane, head back inside the terminal while a security check was conducted. The flight eventually left at about 4 p.m. after that security check cleared. Now, the United Airlines directed us to the TSA for any further questions.
And that's Nate Bell from TV Channel News Nation reporting there. Well, word is that Houston researchers are uncovering a sleep-associated brain breakthrough that could help fight Alzheimer's and epilepsy. Scientists at Baylor found the star-shaped brain cells called astrocytes build and store memories during sleep rather than just supporting neurons. In lab tests, disrupting a single gene in those once overlooked cells scrambles brainwaves and triggers rapid memory loss during sleep. Researchers say targeting that cellular pathway could lead to new treatments for memory disorders. FM News Talk Time, 12:57.
You know, once coming back into the States from Canada and a hunting trip, I had a spent shell in my backpack. Because I'm the environmental, clean environment guy that I am. I picked up the shell after I shot it. But an empty shell, which is just a piece of metal, it cannot harm anybody unless you try to harm somebody with it. Anyway, they confiscated it, and I could not bring that back. It didn't make me sad or anything, but that's the lack of common sense at Canada's version of TSA, which we have a lot of those here in the United States as well. Joe G says, fires, tornadoes, earthquakes, I'm waiting for the plague of locusts. Joe, did I mention the volcano warning? Speaking of, rare hurricane about to hit Hawaii. I'll be heading to Hawaii next week. Let us hope that it has passed by that time. Have a great weekend. Shoot us a text, 775-884-9910. Give us a shout out with the FM Talk app and follow us on X. And let's stay connected at 991 FM Talk.
No, my love is not the jealous type. It doesn't matter if we win or lose. Oh, I can stay or I can go, no matter where you're coming from. I can be the one to let you choose. Wanna hold you close but never hold you back, just like the banks to the river. And if you ever feel like you are not enough, I'm gonna break all your mirrors. Wanna be there when the darkness closes in to make the truth a little clearer.
First with Fox, first on FM 99.1 KKFT, Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City.
a service of the Evans Broadcast Company.